The independent candidate for the northeastern Victorian electorate of Indi has received an unexpected bump in support as counting continues in the close-fought race. A transcription error meant that about 1,000 votes for the independent Cathy McGowan weren't being counted in her total. Now they've been included, Ms. McGowan is about 1,500 votes ahead of the incumbent Liberal, Sophie Mirabella. But there are still thousands of early and postal votes left to count, and that means the result won't be declared until next week. The Electoral Commission's Director of Operations, Steve Kennedy, spoke to Ashley Hall.
In Wangaratta today, in the Division of Indi, AEC staff have commenced what we call our fresh scrutiny or our recheck of all the votes that were cast or counted on Saturday. In that, when they were doing the Wangaratta Early Voting Centre, an anomaly in the tally sheets was found of around 1,000 votes. So the ballot papers have always been there with the other 6,000 ballot papers for that early voting centre, but there was a transcription error made on a bundle for candidate Cathy McGowan, the independent. It had 1,115. It should have been 2,115. So they weren't lost. They've always been there, just been incorrectly accounted for.
So not under a table or appearing mysteriously at the last minute to make up the numbers or anything like that?
No, they've always been there under the seal and with everything else. So it was just an accounting problem. So what they're doing today is recounting all those 7,000 votes for that early voting centre, just as they're recounting or rechecking the votes for all the pre-poll and ordinary polling places from Saturday.
Now, I understand you don't yet have all of the figures from that latest count, but if you can bring me up to date with how the figures are looking just before 4 o'clock Eastern today.
We've just finished another count of about 2,000 postal votes, and when we put the results in, Cathy McGowan, the independent candidate, is leading by 494 votes over Sophie Mirabella, the Liberal candidate.
And that lead should climb to around 1,500 votes once that error is calculated in.
Yeah, once we've finished doing all the rechecking, the results will be input. And I would think that Cathy McGowan's lead will stretch out anywhere between 1,400 and 1,500 votes.
How many more votes are there to count? What's the state of play now?
We've still got another 15,000 votes to count. They're pre-poll votes and postal votes, votes from interstate around Australia and all the ones that have got to come from overseas yet, from 106 embassies, consulates and high commissions.
So what does that mean for when the seat will be declared?
We accept all these postal votes and votes from overseas interstate up until Friday week, the 13th day after polling day, so it wouldn't be until after that. So there won't be a declaration for, I would think, 2 weeks. But we'll have a much clearer picture early next week when we've counted more of the postal votes and the pre-poll votes.
The Australian Electoral Commission's Steve Kennedy speaking to Ashley Hall.